Yes.
Yeah. Daniel Brand and Pi.
Okay, hi. The texts that I chose were by Daniel Brand and Adrian Piper. You're probably rarely familiar with their work, but just to contextualise the text, I'll start off by talking a little bit about their practice and the kind of things that they were doing which is relevant to the text. They're both first generation conceptual artists, both coming to prominence in the mid-60s, Piper in New York and Brand in Paris. Their categorisation under conceptualism is possibly where the similarities between them end. Their work has different aims and takes radically different forms. I'll deal with the formal aspects first before going on to the texts which describe some of their aims. Brand obviously is primarily known for his stripes. In the mid-60s he began to use alternating white and coloured stripes in his paintings, using this device to eliminate all illusionistic and or expressive reference rather from his work. And around 1967 he moved away from painting completely, but stuck with the stripes, using ready-made fabrics and other materials to create them. The stripes were by now pretty much his signature, and he's gone on using them ever since. If you go to Oxford at the moment, but Modern Art Oxford, there's a show of his work there, three new installations, which are very nice. And there's another picture of his work. An important factor for Brin is that his pieces... his concern is actually not really with the stripes per se, but with their use within a site. They're designed to be neutral surfaces that divert attention away from themselves onto their surroundings, with a view to critiquing their placement and the structures around them. I'll just quote from an article called The Art of Daniel Brand by Anne Rorimer. Having dispensed with the canvas as his arena of activity, Brand always seeks to involve the work's total frame of reference, which necessarily must include the surrounding architecture. As he has himself stated, architecture of any sort is in fact the inevitable background, support and frame of any work. Having also noted that when we say architecture, we include the social, political and economic context. Moving on to Adrian Piper, she is very much concerned with the spectator's position in relation to the artwork, but the pieces she produces are addressed directly to the spectator in a much more personal and confrontational manner. She also began as a painter, and by the mid-60s she was one of the main members of the New York conceptual art movement, along with Hans Harker, Solowick, people like that. And she was producing self-reflexive works, i.e. works that referred back to themselves, including pieces which she calls space-time coordinate mappings and photographic documentation of her everyday actions and perceptions. However, in the 70s, spurred on by political events, including the US invasion of Cambodia and the Kent State massacres, I think they're called, or killings rather, not massacres, her work turned from an inward-looking point of view to an outward point of view. To quote from her CV, she introduced issues of race and gender into the vocabulary of conceptual art and explicit political content into minimalism. I'll just quote from Muon Kwan's piece, One Place After Another, Notes on Site Specificity from 97, which neatly encapsulates both artists' concerns in their works. Informed by the contextual thinking of minimalism, various forms of institutional critique and conceptual art developed a different model of site specificity that implicitly challenged the innocence of space and the accompanying presumption of a universal viewing subject. The artists involved have variously conceived of the site, not only in physical and spatial terms, but also as a cultural framework defined by the institutions of art. If minimalism returned to the viewing subject a physical corporeal body, institutional critique insisted on the social matrix of class, race, gender and sexuality of the viewing subject. Okay, so that's a bit of background on the artist very quick, obviously. I'll just move on to the text now. The text by Daniel Brand is called Function of the Museum, which was first published in 1971. And Piper's is called Some Thoughts on the Political Character of the Situation, which was first published in 1980. So almost a decade has passed between the two texts, and I think it reflects, not to give away my punchline, but it reflects the difference between the first wave and the second wave of institutional critique, as Roberta was mentioning. The texts make clear that parallel with the artist's differing formal styles, there is a divergent conceptual understanding of the way their pieces work in the context within which they're placed, and hence how they believe this context should be defined. Berend speaks about revealing the implicit structures of the pieces. the pieces works within. He says, any work presented in that framework, if it does not explicitly examine the influence of that framework upon itself, falls into the illusion of self-sufficiency or idealism. The framework he's referring to here is that which is set up by the museum or gallery. For instance, earlier in the text, he talks about the museum as the frame and effective support upon which work is inscribed slash composed. It is at once the centre in which the action takes place and the single brackets topographical and cultural viewpoint for the work. At the end of the text, he says, the non-visibility or deliberate non-indication or revelation of the various supports of any work, and he mentions the work's structure, the work's location, frame, stand, the work's price, and the work's verso, or the back of it, etc. The non-visibility of these supports are therefore neither fortuitous nor accidental, as one would like us to think. Berend is speaking overall of the milieu, the museum or gallery, and the artwork's relation to this milieu. He puts the burden of responsibility for revealing the workings of this milieu onto the artwork and, by implication, the artist. In Berend's text, this emphasis on the institutional milieu conspicuously seems to avoid any direct consideration of the audience's role as a potential framework for the artwork. Piper's text, on the other hand, positions itself from the point of view of the museum's social and political relations with its public. Right off, she says, galleries and museums are public spaces. Public spaces are political arenas in which power is gained, recognised, underwritten, disputed, attacked, lost and gained. So consequently, she states that galleries and museums are political arenas in which strategies of confrontation and avoidance are calculated, diplomacy is practised and weaponry tested, all in the service of divergent and often conflicting interests. While these strategies also potentially encompass the architectural and institutional aspects that Berend often deals with, in her works and texts, Piper turns the attention directly on the user. We who collaborate, she says, we who collaborate in perpetrating the existence of galleries and museums are not spectators but participants, not audiences but players, planning and executing tactics for our own self-interests. Indeed, a large part of her text is taken up with statements about how the power relationships stabilised by galleries and museums are starting to become unstable due to the actions of artists, critics and their audiences. Simply put, in Berend's text, the museum and gallery context is embodied in the architectural and institutional framework that controls and affects our reception of the work of art. Berend is warning the audience to beware any work of art that does not reveal this framework, and indeed he has been consistent over the last 30 years in doing this using his stripes. Piper's work, on the other hand, has moved on from the artwork's relation to the institution to address itself directly with its audience and their own social and political framework. I'd suggest this movement of the artwork's attention reflects a more general change that has taken place in conceptual art over the 9 years separating the two texts. Thank you very much.